The Mutual Broadcasting System presents Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold, gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon. Here's a mutual note for you. Every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock over Mutual, it's time for the Children's Hour, with programs for all lovers of daring adventure and thrilling exploits. On Mondays, there's Bobby Benson, the famous cowboy kid, who gallops to rangeland excitement with his B-Bar-B riders. Wednesday and Friday, the fearless newspaper publisher, Britt Reed, dons the secret disguise of the Green Hornet and roars into action to bring evildoers to justice. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:30... Wild Bill Hickok, the real-life marshal of the early West, outwits rustlers and renegades in stories of blazing action. Tuesday and Thursday bring Sergeant Preston of the Yukon at 5 o'clock with the stirring adventures of a Northwest Mountie as he faces incredible hardship and danger to get his man. And Sky King follows at 5:30. Tune to Mutual every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock for programs that take you to a world of imagination all over most of these stations. Ten-year-old Jimmy Hayden was training his dog, a white Siberian husky, in front of his home. He walked back and forth with the dog at his side.
Heel, Chica. That's fine. Heel. That's the girl.
The cabin was west of Dawson, on the trail that led to the Alaska border. Jimmy had been happy there with his parents. But recently, his mother's health had been failing. His father had been silent and worried.
Now, Chica, sit. That's it. Stay, Chica.
Jimmy heard the cabin door open and close. He saw his father wearing a parka. The boy sensed that matters had reached some sort of crisis.
Jimmy, I want to talk to you.
Yes, Dad. Out here?
It'll be better to talk here, son. Your mother can't hear us.
Yes, sir.
She's not well, Jimmy.
I know.
When the doctor was here the last time, he gave me the straight facts. Your mother must have a warm climate and lots of sunshine. She can't get either in this country.
Oh, golly, no.
If she stays here, she'll... Well, she'll not be with us very long. But if we can send her to stay with her sister in Southern California, she'll get well.
Really well?
Yes, Jimmy.
Golly, Dad, let's all go there. If that's what Mom needs,
son, let's... if I had the price, I'd buy tickets for the first boat out of Dawson. But I haven't the money. I can't even buy passage for your mother.
But, Dad, we've got to send Mom. We've just got to.
I've thought and thought, Jimmy. There's only one way we can swing it.
How, Dad?
By selling your dog.
Chica?
Yes.
Jimmy's hand rested on the furry neck of his dog. He struggled manfully to keep his father from seeing how much it really meant to part with Chica. He kept his eyes dry and his voice almost steady.
All right, Dad. I hope you sell her to someone who will be kind to her.
Jimmy, last week when I was in Dawson, I told Sergeant Preston about our trouble. He knew that Constable Baker of the Mounties was looking for a good dog.
Oh, did Sergeant Preston tell the constable about Chica?
Yes. The constable wants to buy her. He'll train her to lead a dog team.
He'd be good to her?
Son, he'll be as good to Chica as Sergeant Preston is to King. And he'll pay enough to take your mother to California. It's up to you, Jimmy. I'll call off the deal if...
Oh, no, Dad. We've got to see that Mom gets well.
Thanks, son. I knew you were big enough to help Dad carry the load. I'll be able to send your mother money to take care of expenses, but I didn't see any way to raise the cash for boat fare.
Here comes Sergeant Preston.
He said he might come here today. I waited until the last minute to tell you, Jimmy. I hoped I'd think of a way to raise cash without asking you to sell your dog.
Look, Chica, wouldn't it be fine to lead a team like that?
Hello, Sergeant.
Hi, Jimmy. How's the young man today?
Well, I'm fine, Sergeant Preston.
Quiet down, boys.
Sergeant Preston, will Chica be in harness or will she run free like King?
I told Jimmy that the constable needed his dog.
Oh, I see. Well, she'll be in harness, Jimmy. Constable Baker's mighty glad to have the help of a fine dog like Chica. He couldn't come here today, so he sent the cash and asked me to bring the dog back with me. Here's your money, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks. Here, Dad.
Now, Jimmy, I have something to show you. It's here on my sled. It'll be all right to take it inside the house, Hayden?
Yes, sure thing, Sergeant.
Chica, you behave now. Goodbye, Chica.
Jimmy, come inside and see what Sergeant Preston has.
Yes, Dad.
Stay there, King. I'll not be long.
Stay there, Chica.
We have a caller, Mary. Close the door, Jimmy.
Hello, Sergeant Preston.
It's good to see you, Mrs. Hayden. I hear you're going to California.
Yes, the doctor and my husband made up my mind for me.
The Yukon's fine, but it's not your kind of country.
Well, I'd be very happy about returning to the States if we could all go together.
We'll join you, honey, as soon as we can.
What? What's that?
That sounded like a puppy.
It is a puppy. Here, Jimmy, he's for you.
Oh, golly.
You may keep the blanket for him.
Oh, thanks, Sergeant Preston. Gosh, he's a friendly fella. Look at him, Mom. He's licking my hand.
Oh, he's cute.
He had a big meal before we left Dawson. That's why his stomach bulges.
It sure does bulge.
In a few hours, his ribs will stick out like those of a starving wolf. And then as soon as he's eaten, he'll be a roly-poly again.
I know. Chica was the same way when she was this size.
Well, this fellow will eat more than Chica.
Well, I'll see that he gets plenty to eat, Sergeant Preston.
Constable Baker sent him to you, Jimmy. Of course, he'll not take the place of Chica, but he may help fill the gap.
I'll put him down so he can run around and get used to the house.
Now, I must get back to Dawson.
Oh, just a minute, Sergeant Preston. You might as well take Chica's leash.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. You coming outside?
No, sir. I said goodbye to Chica.
I'll go out and see you off, Sergeant.
Mrs. Hayden, I'll see you in Dawson before you sail.
Yes, Sergeant.
And Jimmy, I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, come here to Mother.
Yes, Mom? What is it?
You sold Chica.
Yes?
Oh, my dear. My dear. Put your head in my lap.
It's all right, Mom. I better hold the puppy. He's crying. He's lonesome.
Though spring was near at hand, there was a sudden freeze-up that was sure to postpone the opening of traffic on the river for an indefinite period. Sergeant Preston remained in Dawson, reporting each morning at headquarters. It was 8 days after his trip to the Hayden cabin when he came to the office as usual. As he closed the door, he heard the voice of Inspector Conrad from the private office.
Who's that?
Sergeant Preston, sir.
Oh, good. Please come in here at once, will you, Sergeant? I intended to send the first man and reporter to get you. Please close the door.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the two men who left here a moment ago?
No, sir. I stopped at the kennels. I guess that's why I missed them. Who were they?
John Collins, owner of the bank, and his night watchman.
Jed Wilkins.
Yes. Thieves broke into the bank during the night.
How much was stolen, sir?
Well, according to the banker, over $50,000. Collins hires a watchman, you know, to sit all night inside the bank. He remembers hearing a floorboard creak behind his back. Then something struck him on the head. He regained consciousness and found himself bound and gagged. He saw two men at the safe. One held a shaded lantern while the other worked the combination.
Who knows the combination of that safe?
Only Collins himself.
Well, how'd the thieves get inside the bank?
They picked the lock on the rear door.
$50,000 in gold would weigh well over 200 pounds. The thieves would need a sled.
Well, they had a sled and dog team waiting behind the bank.
It takes a lot of skill to pick the lock on a bank door and even more to open a safe without knowing the combination.
Sergeant, do you know any crooks capable of that?
Yes, sir. Fingers Dooley. I captured him several years ago, and he went to prison. His pal, a man named Kenyon, went with him.
Oh, yes. Dooley and Kenyon finished their terms and were released 6 months ago.
Oh.
I showed the watchman pictures of a number of men from our files, including Dooley and Kenyon. He identified those two as the bank robbers.
Well, that simplifies the case. What time did they leave the bank, sir?
2 o'clock this morning. The watchman worked on the ropes for several hours before he got free. He wakened the banker, then he and Collins came to my place. I went with them to the bank, looked around, then brought them here.
Dooley and Kenyon have a start of several hours.
Yes, you'll find their tracks behind the bank. And King may find their scent.
I'll get started at once, sir.
Well, Sergeant, temperature is down to a record for the air, and it's likely to get colder.
I noticed the temperature on my way here, sir.
In weather like this, Sergeant, one man should not travel alone. Take Constable Baker with you.
With supplies for several days loaded on the sled, Sergeant Preston and Constable Baker left Dawson on the trail of the bank robbers.
On King! On, you husky!
It was bitterly cold as they mushed westward, with King running free and following the scent. They paused at noon and built a small fire to heat food and make tea. Then they continued on. In the middle of the afternoon, King halted suddenly and barked.
King seems to have found something.
Hey, husky! Hold on!
Come on, Baker.
Right.
What is it, King?
Sergeant, it's a man.
Fingers Dooley. Quiet, King.
Frozen.
As stiff as a ramrod. But he didn't freeze to death. Look here.
Bullet through the head. Scar Kenyon must have killed him in cold blood.
Now you know the type of man we're trailing.
Murdered his partner so there'd be no need to split the gold.
That's about it.
Well, what do we do in a case like this, Sergeant?
We can't take the body with us. Too much of a load for the team to pull over the hills ahead. We'll carry it to the base of that tree off the trail there and cover it with snow till our return trip. Take his feet, Baker.
Right.
After hiding the body beneath snow and marking the place, the Mounties continued westward until darkness began to close in.
Can we keep going, Sergeant, or camp for the night?
See that cabin ahead?
Yes.
We'll spend the night there.
It's the best news I've heard.
That's where Hayden lives.
Hayden? Say, his boy Jimmy will be disappointed that I didn't bring Chica.
Okay. Hi, Oscar. Hello.
Oh, that was a long pull.
Sergeant Preston, is that you?
That's right, Hayden.
Oh, Sergeant Preston and King. How are you,
boy? We'd like to spend the night, Hayden.
Come in. You're more than welcome.
We'll be in as soon as we've taken care of our dogs.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Every loyal American wants to serve his country. Some of us don't know the best way to go about it. But even if you're not old enough to serve in the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force, or work at a defense plant, you can still help. Everybody can buy defense stamps and bonds. You're helping to make your country stronger when you put those extra pennies, nickels, and dimes into defense stamps. And if you keep working on that defense stamp collection, pretty soon you'll find you have enough to buy a bond all your own. This is about the best way we know of to save for something special you may want. Every time you buy a bond, you know you cannot possibly lose the money that you put into it. Uncle Sam positively guarantees that bond against loss, theft, or destruction. And any time after 60 days that you decide you want the cash instead of the bond, you can have it plus some extra as interest. That's what makes it so much better than saving up the cash. So start saving your defense stamps now. Remember, you'll be helping to make your country strong. Now to continue. During a hearty meal which Sergeant Preston prepared from his own supplies, Jimmy listened with keen interest while the constable told about Chica's progress and training. After the meal, a plate was piled high with food and placed on the floor for the boy's puppy. When Preston went outdoors to feed his own dogs, Hayden went with him.
Singing for their supper. Here you are, fellas. Eat hearty and dig into the snow and go to sleep. You'll have a long day tomorrow.
I saw you signal to me, Sergeant. I figured you wanted me to step outside with you.
I didn't want to alarm your wife by mentioning an outlaw in the vicinity.
What? Yes, I saw a man. He seemed to have a very heavily loaded sled. The dogs were laboring.
Notice his face?
No, the hood of his parka came well forward. He went past about, three or four hours ago.
In that case, we've cut down his lead.
You're chasing him?
Yes, he's wanted for bank robbery. There, that takes care of the dogs. Now we'll go inside.
How soon do you think the boats will start running from Dawson?
Well, this freeze-up has delayed the opening of navigation, but it can't last. We're due for a warm spell. And the ice and snow will go fast. I think your wife will be able to leave here in 2 or 3 weeks.
I'll take your park.
Oh, thanks.
Well, look, Sergeant Preston. The puppy had an extra big meal tonight.
Well, he certainly shows it. He's as broad as he is long.
The constable says he'll be bigger than Chica when he grows up.
He sure will, Jimmy. He's going to be a big dog.
But he'll never be as smart as Chica. No dog could ever be that smart.
There's no loyalty to compare with that of a 10-year-old boy.
The temperature was considerably higher when Sergeant Preston and the constable resumed their journey early the following morning. They had traveled but a short distance when they reached the place where Scar Kenyon had camped for the night.
Okay, hiya, Husky. Hello.
He picked a good place to stop. It's well sheltered.
From here, Baker, we should gain on him rapidly.
How's that, Sergeant?
If he continues toward the border, he'll have a lot of uphill travel. With all that gold on the sled, it's going to be hard on his dogs.
I wonder if Kenyon's aware of that.
Oh, he must be.
What do you think he'll do about it?
That remains to be seen. All right, King, let's go.
And King, on you, Husky.
After a brief stop at noon, the Mounties continued the pursuit, with King setting a fast pace. The steady uphill trail taxed the strength of Sergeant Preston's powerful team, despite the fact that the sled was not heavily loaded. It was a mystery how Kenyon's dogs could stay ahead with 200 pounds or more of gold to pull.
We must be gaining on him.
I thought we'd overtake him long before this.
It was late afternoon at the foot of a particularly steep slope when Preston suddenly halted the team.
Okay, hurry, Husky, run up!
The tracks of a sled and dogs turned off the hard-packed trail toward a dense forest 20 yards away.
Look, Baker.
Kenyon's sled and team.
Stay here, King. Watch the dogs. Come with me, Baker. Be ready in case of an ambush.
The two men were quickly beside the sled, which had become caught between two trees. The dogs, still hitched, lay sleeping in the snow. The sled was empty.
What do you make of it, Sergeant?
See any footprints in the snow other than those we made?
No.
There's your answer. Kenyon unloaded his sled on the hard path and started the dogs in this direction and hoped they'd keep going.
To throw off pursuit.
Exactly.
He must have realized his team was too tired to make the steep hill ahead. Sergeant, do you think he went ahead?
He must have.
Carrying all his gear, including all the gold?
That hill is steep, but it isn't long. He might have made a number of trips to move everything to the top. Particularly, if he thought he'd be safe when he reached there.
Uh-huh.
Let's get back to the trail.
And we're going on?
Yes, Kenyon must be somewhere ahead. There'd be footprints in the snow if he'd left the trail.
Look at King. Sniffing the trail, looking toward the top of the hill. And sniffing again.
He knows Kenyon's ahead.
Sergeant!
Back to the trees, hurry!
He's somewhere up there firing at us.
This'll do. I saw where the first shot came from.
Where?
Look 2/3 of the way up the hill. Big mass of rocks to the left of the trail there. Don't stick your head too far out from that tree.
Yeah, I see the rocks. That's where he is. I saw the gun smoke.
He's firing at the dogs. That bullet's stuck near King. I'll return his
Sergeant,
fire.
Sergeant, look above the rocks. A mass of snow. It's moving.
Snow slide.
The slide began at the mountaintop. Hundreds of tons of snow gathered speed as it descended toward the rocks that sheltered Scar Canyon. Huge rocks were swept by, and the mass which gathered added weight as it descended. King and the dogs hugged the ground. Preston and the constable, nowhere near the path of the avalanche, could only stand and watch.
I never saw anything like it.
That's the end of Scar Canyon and the stolen gold.
I've heard of slides being started by a gunshot, but I never saw it happen until now. Well, do you think there's any use looking for Kenyon?
We'll search as long as there's light, but I'm sure it's useless. Kenyon must be buried beneath 50 feet of snow.
No sign of Kenyon, his gear, or the stolen gold was found. The Mounties camped that night in the woods and started the back trail the following morning with two sleds and teams. Baker drove the team that Kenyon had abandoned. In due time, the two men reached the Hayden cabin and halted the dogs.
Looking! Hi-yo! Hold
now. You planning to spend the night here, Sergeant?
Yes, if Hayden doesn't mind.
Sergeant Preston! Oh, golly, Sergeant Preston!
Why, Jimmy, what's wrong?
He's gone! My puppy's gone.
Gone?
He ran away yesterday morning, and I haven't seen him since. My dad's out looking for him now.
Well, perhaps we can help find the puppy.
Oh, golly, Sergeant Preston. I don't think anyone will find him. Poor little fellow must be dead by this time.
You wouldn't stay away from home unless something had happened to
you. Well, now, you give Constable Baker a hand with the dogs while I go inside and say hello to your mother.
Yes, sir.
Stay there, King. Hello, Mrs. Hayden. How are you feeling?
Just about the same.
Well, I'm sure you'll feel much better as soon as you reach a warm climate.
I don't know whether I shall or not. I can't bear the thought of leaving Jimmy and my husband. Oh, if there were only some way that we could all go together.
Well, it may not be for long.
I don't know how to say it. How to tell my husband that I...
Yes?
Well, it's not that I'm ungrateful. I appreciate all that's been done, but... But just seeing Jimmy since his puppy's been lost, I can't bear the thought of being away from him. Sergeant Preston, I don't want to go to California.
But Mary...
I mean it. Even though it would restore my health, I don't want to go. I'd rather stay here as long as I can live than leave my family.
Mary, let's face the truth. If you insist on remaining here, it'll only be a matter of a year, and then you'll have to leave your family. Forever.
But I would have that year.
Jimmy gave up his dog so you might take the trip.
I know he did. Oh, forgive me, Sergeant Preston. I'll be all right. I didn't mean to break down like that.
Take my word for it, Mary. We'll find a way to send your family to California before the summer's over.
I'm sorry.
I understand.
I'm all right now. I'll not break down again.
Oh, I think your husband's returned. Oh,
please don't tell him I said anything about not wanting to go to California.
I'll not. Hello, Hayden.
Oh, hello, Sergeant Preston. I see you brought back a sled and dog team.
Yes, but Kenyon and the gold are buried in the snow. They were caught in an avalanche.
Oh.
We'll have to send a searching party when the snow melts.
I hope you'll stay overnight again.
Thanks.
Mom, Ed couldn't find the puppy.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
I've looked everywhere. Spent most of yesterday and all of today.
Didn't he leave tracks?
No, he's too light to leave tracks on the crusted snow.
Oh, Jimmy, bring me the blanket he slept on.
Yes, sir.
If King gets the scent, he may be able to find the puppy.
Sergeant, I can't ask you to go hunting for a lost puppy.
You didn't ask me, Hayden.
Here's the blanket, Sergeant Preston. Thanks for loaning it to me. Well, I had a puppy.
Will you hang on to it, Jimmy? I just want King to smell of it.
We'll go outside with you. Coming, Jimmy?
Yes, Dad.
We'll see you later, Mary.
Of course.
Here, King. Scent boy. Got it, King?
I'll go with you, Sergeant.
All right. Ready, King? Go on, boy.
King started out with a series of short barks and seemed to know exactly where to go. Instead of zigzagging in many directions, as a frisky puppy must have done, the big dog ran along the hard-packed trail that had been taken by Scar Kenyon. Preston and Baker followed.
I wonder if King thinks we're still after Kenyon.
I hope not.
He acted before as if he had the scent of the puppy.
Yes.
Presently, King stopped, sniffed, and then left the trail and explored a sheltered place. It was the place where Kenyon had camped overnight. From there, King moved farther from the trail and investigated a pile of rocks some distance from Kenyon's camp.
King acts as if he's found something.
What is it, King?
King whimpered and pawed at a pile of rocks, some big, others small. He seemed to be particularly interested in a narrow gap between two of the rocks.
Baker, I think I heard something. Quiet, King.
Oh, yes, I heard it. There's something behind those rocks.
Sounded like a puppy. It is. I can see. Give me a hand with these rocks.
How in the world did he get in there?
We'll have him in a minute. A couple of these smaller stones. There, I have him.
Well, of all...
Hold him, Baker. There's something else in here. It's a regular cache behind these rocks. Look at this.
Dried fish. Someone coming along the trail hid food there and the puppy found it. Is there more?
Yes, bags. Heavy, too. Look.
From the Dawson Bank. Sergeant, it's the gold.
And there's more. You see what happened? Kenyon lightened his sled. He left the gold and everything he could spare.
That's how he made such good time on the hills.
The puppy smelled the food. He was lean and crawled between the rocks. When his stomach was full, he couldn't get out. He was too big.
The little devil. He was having the time of his life in there. Look at him. He's as big as a balloon.
Come on, Baker. We have a lot to do. Come on, King.
It was 2 weeks later when Sergeant Preston made his next trip west from Dawson. And again, he stopped at the Hayden cabin. After being cordially welcomed, he said...
I had several reasons for coming here, Hayden. In the first place, the boat starts operating tomorrow.
Oh.
Then this is my last day here?
Yes, Mrs. Hayden.
You'll be going away.
We'll not be separated from Mother for very long, Jimmy. We'll join her as soon as we can.
Well, why don't you all go together?
That's a pleasant dream, Sergeant, but it takes cash.
Oh, well, here, this is yours.
What?
Money!
All that?
There's more than you'll need for the fare to California. Enough to support you all till Hayden finds work.
We'll not be separated. May I take the puppy? May I?
Oh, yes, yes, Jimmy.
Well, where did this money come from?
Mr. Collins had offered a reward for the return of the money that was stolen. When he heard how Jimmy's puppy had led us to the gold, he insisted that Jimmy deserved a reward.
And, son, this is your money.
No, Dad.
The money's for you, Hayden, from the banker in appreciation. Jimmy has another reward.
I have?
You think you could take care of two dogs on the boat?
Well, sure, but...
Well, Mr. Collins bought a big dog from one of my friends. He's outside the door with King. You'd better take a look, Jimmy.
All right, Sergeant.
Chica! Mom, Dad, it's Chica! She's back home!
Oh, Sergeant, you... Mr. Collins, everyone, you've been so kind.
What is there for me to say?
Oh, please, Hayden, don't say anything. Drop a line and let me know how you make out in California.
I sure will, Sergeant. And thanks very much.
Better go inside, Jimmy. You don't want to catch cold just before you start for California.
Thanks, Sergeant Preston. Thanks for Chica. Come on, Chica.
Well, King, old boy. That's the sort of scene that makes our job worthwhile. Come on, fella. This case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Here's a mutual note for you. Sunday is your day to relax with a good mystery. And the best way to do this is to stay tuned to Mutual throughout Sunday afternoon and early evening for the finest mystery listening on radio. Here's our lineup of top mystery shows. First, there's Under Arrest, the true-to-life adventures of Police Captain Jim Scott. Following this program is the newest member of the Mutual Mystery family, The Private Files of Matthew Bell. This series concerns the exciting exploits of a police surgeon. The Shadow continues his eerie activities against the forces of evil on that long-time Mutual feature. Actual police cases form the background for the thrilling exploits of our lawmen on True Detective Mysteries. Following this are two shows featuring the activities of two of the greatest investigators in detective fiction, the immortal Nick Carter and jovial Peter Salem. And there you have it. The perfect formula that will enable you to relax with a good mystery every Sunday over most of these stations. And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant Preston reporting for duty, Inspector.
Sergeant, an 18-year-old lad, Ray Morgan, has been jailed in Selkirk on suspicion of murder. Three pokes of gold were stolen and are still missing.
I see.
Witnesses to the crime were two of Lottie Norton's men. I want you to get the facts. There's still not enough evidence to make a strong case.
I'll do my best, Inspector.
Sergeant Preston's assignment seems a routine one. But little does he know that in searching for the facts, he'll face guns in the hands of killers. Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday. Today's adventure was written by Fran Stryker. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday. This is Jay Michael wishing you goodbye and good luck until Thursday. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.